Lifted Life podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. So let's do it.
Today's episode 9, having fun again.
Yeah, Tim, how are we going to have some fun again?
Well, I'm sure you're going to have lots of good reasons how we're going to have fun, but...
How or why?
Maybe both. But, you know, if I think about having fun, I think I usually think about, well, let's work first and then we'll have fun later.
And then you work and then, oh snap, I'm 89 years old and I forgot to have fun.
Yeah, I think that majority of people do that. I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. That's a real crying shame.
Ain't well, it? I mean, okay, the perfect world is your work is fun.
Mm-hmm.
For a person that's, I mean, I guess to talk about from a work point of view, I mean.
We're talking about having fun.
In general. Okay.
No, you can go ahead. From a work point of view, I'm just teasing you.
No, I know. It's just funny that's what I gravitate towards is like, work.
Okay, we can have fun as long as you've done your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to do this episode is because I think that the majority of our listeners are adults. Now, I have found out that we have a few friends of ours with teenagers that have tuned in, so...
So no F-bombs?
I think they probably...
They probably say F-bombs, okay.
But not saying we should use that. I don't know, there's something about the foul language you keep using. I think we're going to have to put some sort of warning on our podcast cover because of your dirty mouth. Any hoozles. Shout out to Sebastian. He's listening.
He's not a kid.
He's a teenager. Anyway.
Yeah. Sebastian, not a kid to me.
And Riley. Shout out if you're listening. Thanks for listening.
I'd rather say worse.
Okay, so anyway, the reason I want to talk about having fun again is because as we become adults and we settle into this having a working life, like we really do lose track of not just having fun, but how to have fun. Like, what could I even do that's fun? And then there's this whole self-care movement, which I think is really awesome, but also can be misleading. Sometimes it's like, I'm going to go spend, you know, $500 shopping and get this $10 drink and then get my pedicure because this is self-care. Oops, now I have no money. Like, there's a little bit of a trickiness about self-care kind of putting you in, you know, a massage and all these things that people say as self-care, but really they're just making you broke. Now, if you have a budget for it, good for you. But a lot of times we have a misconception of how to actually care for ourselves.
But I would argue if it makes you feel better, good for you. Like, if you the budget, you gotta have the money to pay for it, but
right, if you go into the hole and can't pay for groceries because you took care of,
that's an extreme example.
It's extreme, but I'm just saying that somewhere in between all of this is like having fun, taking care of yourself, and not just yourself today, but you know, thinking about the future and how you want to feel and all of that. So the main reason I wanted to talk about this today is just to remind people that it's important to have ways to refuel and to reset and to actually enjoy yourself. So to me, that's what having fun is all about. It's about this element of enjoyment. And I totally agree that in a perfect world, we would be able to create enjoyment from our work, from our personal relationships, and everywhere in between. And so I think that we can do that no matter, you know, if you love your job or not. You can still say, you know, go back to last episode and say, how can I make this work more fun? That's a powerful question.
Yeah.
How can I find more enjoyment in my day-to-day moments? That's a powerful question. And it can help you set the intention to say, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have more fun. Because maybe some of you are a little bit like I used to be, thinking that life was like somewhere out there. And when I started to read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, I realized that I was so guilty of this, like, yeah, but real life is out there somewhere. When I have this, when I've created this, when I've finally achieved this, then I'll be happy and then life will really begin. And then some of those things happen, like we had the kids, we had the house, and it's like, yeah, but when this, then I'll be, and I think that steals us of our joy and steals us of the fun that we could be having in the present moment. So realizing fun can only ever be had right now in the present moment, and really having that present moment awareness as far as how can I make this more fun, regardless of what the activity is? Because one of my favorite things to say to our kiddos is this: it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And the reason I share that so often with them is because we will so frequently plan something that we think is going to be so fun, like a bowling night or the Sky Zone night where you go jump on these trampolines. But if even one of us has a bad attitude, the whole thing goes down the flusher because we're not working together. We're not enjoying each other. So we can have this big fun night planned, but it'll still be crap. And on the other hand, we have nothing planned, but everybody just happens to be in a jovial mood and a kind-hearted spirit, and we can have the most fun night ever. And so I always tell them, it's not what we do, it's how we do it, because your attitude makes or breaks the whole thing. So to me, fun is how you do it.
I think it's important to go back to what you said about, well, we can do this when. Like, that's a horrible way to set yourself up for failure. Right. I mean, I do it all the time, and recently I've had more awareness to realize I'm doing it and stop or try to pivot from that. But you're right. That is, I mean, thinking about even being a kid, like I get home from school and it's like, do your homework and then you can play. Mm-hmm. So do your work first, then you can have fun. Mm-hmm. Like that is established at a very young age.
But I don't do that with our kiddos. I think you've noticed that I'm like, okay, you've been at school all day. Now I need you to go play. And then we'll do our homework after you're well fed from dinner. So right. Everybody's different. Not saying that's the right way, but.
No, but I think a lot of people work that, or that's how their structure is. Like, do your homework, then you can play. Go to work, then you come home and have fun. Like right. Those
what
are the
structure. What if you go to work and have fun? Because it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
In the perfect world, you blur those lines and you can't tell if you're working or having fun. That's the ultimate. Like, if you can do that.
But don't, can we all do that? Or if it's like, no, my job sucks so bad, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, there's entrepreneurs and there's...
Yeah, there's people who love their job. They have jobs. There's some people who have jobs they hate. So for me, it's all about saying, okay, maybe I'm not going to have a freaking blast at my job, but how can I make this more fun? How can I add more enjoyment?
Well, if you go back to you create your own reality, then you can create whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And maybe doing some job that most people or some people would hate, some people find enjoyment in that.
Right. So I think that for this episode, I wasn't really planning on it being like a coaching session on how to make your job more fun. I was actually thinking like making sure that when you do have, you know, an hour to yourself, which let's just say you're a parent, that sometimes can be hard to find. But instead of finding that time, you make that time, or you see that there's cracks of time where it's like, okay, everybody's occupied. I'm going to do something fun for me. So one of the things I really want to bring up in this episode is, what is fun for you? What are the things that you do when there's a crack of time that you've either created, found, or stolen, and suddenly there's 15 minutes. Now, a lot of us are just going to scroll on our phone. Now, this is not always the most useful way to refuel and to have some fun. So my challenge for you, and what I really wanted to kind of, you know, ask is, how do you have fun? What are the ways that you find enjoyment just for the sake of it, just for the fun of it, right? And I think that a lot of us don't have any ways, and that's why we're somewhat miserable.
I would argue, though, what you were saying, to what you had said was that I think a lot of people judge themselves. So like you said, a lot of people scroll on their phones. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I think if for your fun you check Facebook and scroll through the Facebook, then don't judge yourself. Don't say, well, that's what I chose to be fun, but that's not accepted, or that's not a social norm.
Same reminds me of video games. I was just reading this meme, yeah, and it was like, you know, people talk about going home, getting cozy, and reading a book, and it's somehow like, what's the word I'm looking for?
What goes back to what you said?
Romanticized.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. So if you play video games, enjoy it. Enjoy
right.
It. Maybe it's only 15 minutes, but enjoy that 15 minutes and
right.
Have fun.
So going back to this idea of scrolling for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. If you decide that you're going to do 15 minutes of checking in on your friends, commenting, saying hi, whatever, and you feel good afterwards and you chose to do what you wanted to do, then that is fun. But if afterwards you feel drained, frustrated you didn't work on that book project you keep saying you're going to create, frustrated you didn't work on that, you know, like if you have that feeling, like your intuition knows.
But how is that useful? To beat yourself up, like
I'm not saying they should beat themselves up. I'm saying we're looking for ways to be authentic, be authentically us. And mm-hmm. So for me, like creativity and creative self-expression are one of my favorite ways to have fun. And I've played with a lot of different ways, but I know that when I use a little bit of free time just for fun, just for the fun of it, to be creative, I feel refueled, rejuvenated, and all of that. Now, I'm not saying everybody should do that. I'm just saying after I've done that, I look at how I feel and it tells me whether or not that was useful for me.
So being creative is your example of having fun.
Yeah. And so if you scroll and you're like, you know what, I thought that's what I wanted to do, but now I feel drained or irritated or any of those things, then you can say, okay, I have that awareness to see this isn't really serving me. I can be on Facebook, but I shouldn't count it as my fun time. I shouldn't count it as my me time, if you will. So I think it's all about bringing that awareness to.
So my example would be programming. I thoroughly enjoy programming. I like learning new languages. I like writing programs. I like trying new things, learning new techniques, new strategies, reading books about how to program. In the past, I would do that and go down that rabbit hole, and then three hours later, I've got the screen to flash "Hello World" or something very simple. And I used to beat myself up like, you wasted 3 hours going through this thing you'll never use. So did I have fun or did I not have fun?
It's tricky. Did you? Yeah. And is it useful to say that afterwards? Like,
well, that was my point, is it wasn't. It's right. Totally, and it totally wiped away whatever fun I had by beating myself up. I lost all the stuff I could have gained.
But I think that so many people have lost touch with what's fun for them. Just like you, was that fun or not? I don't know. Like, does the world, should this have been fun? Like, is, did society say that can be fun? It's like, I think that's what this episode is so about. It's like, what's fun for you? Only you can know. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can like tap into that awareness is by, you know, being authentically you, being okay with being different, being okay with saying, okay, maybe this doesn't count in quotes, air quotes, you know, as fun to most people. But if it's fun for me, you know, if I can experience enjoyment just for the sake of enjoyment, then I know that this is something that fuels me. And I think a lot of times as adults, we lose touch with what's fun for us. And so for me, this episode is about challenging yourself, asking yourself, what is fun for me? And kind of exploring with what energizes me and what would I love to do if, you know, I had an unlimited amount of time. Maybe now I only have an hour, but imagine I had, you know, the next 3 weeks to do this. Would it be fun? Well, maybe not that long, but anyway, just kind of playing around. That's the whole idea of fun, is tinkering, playing around. Maybe it's creativity. And I mean, to me, I know this, you said being creative is mine, but they're all forms of creative expression, in my opinion. Yeah. So it just looks a little different. So to me, that's touching in on what your personal gift is in the realm of creativity. And that's what's going to be fun for you.
I was using the societal creation, like painting, drawing was what you
were
alluding
creative.
To. But but the truth is we're all creating everything all the time.
Right. Whether you're playing basketball and you're creating a strategy for, I'm going to shoot 10 free throws and 3-point shots. And
it's all creative.
Yeah,
it's creating your reality creation. It's all creation. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for me, understanding how having fun is about tapping into your own personal creativity, like that's the ticket right there. Like spending time journaling, meditating, talking to a friend about, you know, I've lost touch with what's fun for me. And I want to re-examine it, and I want to tinker around, and I want to figure out what's fun for me, because I truly believe that when we allow fun to be the leader, we'll get more work done.
Yeah.
It's like what you were saying is so backwards, and yet it's what we're all taught. Like, get your work done and then you can have fun. But it's like, what if I can create a feeling of fun in my body now? What if I can create that emotion of excitement and fun? Think how much work I could get done.
And I think it feels counterintuitive to societal norms, but I think you're right. I think you feel like when you're having fun, you're not progressing. You're doing something you shouldn't be. And actually it's the opposite.
It's the achievement dominated culture.
Yeah, you're not achieving what your goals because you're having fun. And I think it's the opposite. I think if and when you have fun, then you'll get your other work done as well.
Right. And it kind of goes back to what's on your to feel list today. Like if feeling good in your body is a priority, you know, the other things will be so much more easily accomplished, so much more effortless, but you have to feel good first, like making that a priority. Because just like you talked about in last week's episode, when you get into a funk, you know, how much work are you really getting done? Like, not only are you not getting work done, you're pushing people away and you're burning bridges right and left. So by not prioritizing feeling good and having fun, you're actually doing a lot of damage. And so not to do like fear tactics here, but it's like you really do need to prioritize feeling well.
It's like pressing the brakes. Like, you're not going to go forward. If you're lucky, you don't go backwards, but But if you're not having fun, you're not feeling good, right. Then you're not moving in the right direction.
Yeah. And to me, having fun is a form of taking care of your health, mental, physical. It's all kind of on, you know, in the mm-hmm. same realm to me. It's about taking care of your health. And when you experience that, like, alignment with who you really are, because you're tapping into your own ideas of creative living and personal expression, then things are just going to flow more easily. So to me, having fun is essential. It's essential that you know what's fun for you, because just because someone else says playing in cards is fun. Well, no, if you hate cards, and you don't need to feel bad about it. And it's just like, if playing video games is fun for you, you know, it's fun for you. And it's all about tapping into who you really are and how you really feel, and not letting other stories, you know, influence that. So having fun. Are you having fun?
Yeah, this is fun.
Good. What else you got? It seemed like you had another idea.
Yeah, mine always goes back to, you know, work versus fun, which I think we've kind of covered that thoroughly.
Well, and it's fascinating because I think you do have a wee bit of a work obsession.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I feel like that's what I was taught that you grow up to do, is you grow up to get to work the rest of your life. But that's what I was trying to say before. If you can blur the lines between fun and work, that's the ultimate. That's what everyone should do, is not be able to tell whether they're working or having fun. And when I say having fun, like the classical, like,
well, it's like in the flow of, like, yeah, using your gifts, using your creativity, using your, you know, skills, and like providing value. I think that we all, like, you know, when you talk about, well, what do you want to be in Europe? What do you want to do? Well, I just want to help people. And I think that, you know, it's like helping people by using my gifts is like, that's the ultimate, like you said. But yeah, it's so much of it is an element of bringing some awareness to it, asking a powerful question: how can I make this more fun? And what is fun for me? You know, hopefully that can start to open some doors, because, you know, that our brain is a meaning-making machine. And if you're not setting the intention of having fun and adding enjoyment to your day, then my guess is, you know, you're not experiencing as much enjoyment as you possibly could. And none of us are, really, probably. We all get stuck in our thoughts, worried about the future, you know, stressing over what we did in the past, agonizing over it, and we miss out on the powerful now, which is
all that exists.
All that exists, and it's the only time we can have some fun. So hopefully this episode is, you know, useful for you as far as asking those questions and infusing your day with more fun. If you'll allow me a moment here, this episode is brought to you by The Relief Course. It's all about a new way of being. A 5-module course brought to you by yours truly. I didn't want to call it an anxiety course because anxiety is a beast and I hate it. So instead, I wanted to talk about what I wanted to bring about, which is relief. And I love the feeling of relief. And so I created this course to help you see how some of our anxiety is, yes, triggered by things, but also it's become a habitual way of being for us. And this course is all about breaking out of that cycle. If that's interesting to you, we'll have the link to that in the show notes.
So was making that course fun?
Yes. It was funny because I had a story that it was going to be hard. And I also was not working on it because I was like, it's going to be so hard. It's so complex. And the story was, I don't do well with details and complexity. Like, I'm a big picture thinker. I'm a big vision worker. And that story was keeping me so stuck. And so I literally rewrote the story on a note card. Do you remember that night? Mm-hmm. I rewrote the story and it said, making this course is going to be so much fun and I'm going to help so many people. And I'm going to do it as much as I can tomorrow. And I literally just got to work, and it was fun, and it was very empowering, and it was very, it involved so much creativity of my, not only of my presentation of the thoughts, but also the outfit changes that I did between videos and the hair changes. It was so silly and fun, and I made it fun. And yeah, it was really fun. Thank you for asking.
Well, yeah, it was funny because I think when I left for work that day, I thought you might record one, maybe two videos.
I just started cranking it out because I had the momentum. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like I would be able to help people more by knowing exactly what the other episodes were. And I thought the longer it took me record it, yeah, I felt like it would be more cohesive. So anyway, the very first step to changing the outcome of that was to change the story. And I changed the story and literally everything changed. So when it comes to fun in your life, change the story.
So back to having fun, I think my biggest takeaway from what I heard you say was to figure out what's fun for you and try, or not try, don't allow outside things to influence what you consider fun. If playing video games or something that may not be a social norm is fun to you, then have fun.
Yeah, tap into that alignment, the authenticity of who you really are, to say, what is fun for me? Maybe I've lost touch with it. And then making it a priority, making it an intention, and also trying to infuse more fun into the day-to-day things that you do, because it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Listen, everybody. Have a great week.